This is New England Public Radio. I'm Carrie Healy. Some families in the area who fled Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria 9 months ago are still using housing vouchers from FEMA to pay for hotels. The voucher program ends in about 2 weeks on June 30th. Where do these families now in Holyoke, Springfield, and Hartford go if they haven't found housing by the end of the month? It's not clear. Joining me now is Jerry McCafferty, the director of the Office of Housing for the City of Springfield. She's also in the mix on how housing money from the federal government is distributed around Hamden County. So far, we've seen that it's been FEMA that's organized funds for families needing housing. Can that HUD money, federal housing dollars, be used for these homeless families from Puerto Rico?
There is some homelessness money that we're able to use for these families. Okay. So the Hamden County gets about $3.5 million a year for providing the housing response to homelessness. It provides mostly rental assistance for people who have been chronically homeless, although it also provides something called rapid rehousing, which is, you know, some shortened period of rental assistance. So we have repurposed some of those funds to help these families.
We spoke to Betty Lichtenstein recently. You and she cross paths a lot during this. She runs Enlace de Familia in Holyoke, a family resource center designated by the state as the entry point for families who have been arriving since October. Lichtenstein, among others, is sounding the alarm. She told us she has yet to hear a definitive plan from FEMA or MEMA or any other state agency about what happens to families if they wake up on Sunday morning, July 1st, in a hotel and the federal vouchers are no more.
Who's the one that calls the shots? I don't know. I'm on a call every Friday, and what I am hearing is families have to figure it out before June 30th. And my feeling is if they could have figured it out, they would have figured it out already.
Jerry, there are so many moving parts. Who is calling the shots?
I'm with Betty. I'm not sure that that's clear. What we have also heard is that the congresspeople from Massachusetts have been advocating for more response from the federal government. There is a program that has been enacted in other disasters called the Disaster Housing Assistance Program. It became active after Katrina and Rita, and it is actually something where housing vouchers are given to people, long-term housing, you know, vouchers, Section 8 kind of assistance. That has not been done in this circumstance, and I understand that given how long it's been, people are saying it's very doubtful that that will happen.
So the problem, as I understand it, is that the federal money that is being used has already been designated long before the hurricane happened.
The homeless response funds, the $3.5 million that come annually, come to something called the continuum of care. This group is looking at this problem saying, can we do anything to assist? And one of the things we can do is shift some money. And we've already done this. We've shifted about $209,000. It's a pretty small drop in the bucket. At the same time, the state of Massachusetts has come in with some additional funds. It's everyone scrambling to pick up where FEMA has just stopped.
So if the chaos of organizing some money and getting it distributed in time happens, what about landlords? Is there enough housing available?
I'm hearing a mix of things. So we're not at a place where there's nothing yet, but it is certainly our market has gotten tighter. And then it is finding landlords who will say, yeah, I'll take some months of assistance without knowing how the family is going to pay after that assistance runs out. So it's a risk for landlords. And I think the other thing is the people who would have gotten this money otherwise, because we certainly have lots of families.
The people who were here before.
Yes, who are in housing crisis here. They're competing for the same units and the same dollars. The only other time I can think of when there was this kind of large scale disaster assistance that moved people to different places was Katrina. But in Katrina, they did the housing assistance. This time, they're not. FEMA came in to create a solution, but then has dropped the ball partway into the solution and is leaving it to local and state government.
That's Jerry McCafferty, the director of the Office of Housing in Springfield. FEMA reported as of Thursday, 276 families are currently checked into Massachusetts hotels under the agency's Temporary Shelter Assistance Program. Another 82 families are in Connecticut hotels. Housing assistance from FEMA ends June 30th.